Hill going deep for Diggs. And Diggs making the play. Great catch.
Because this is just a great throw.
This week on Vikings Huddle, it's all about confidence. We meet quarterback Sean Hill to find out about leadership, and wide receiver Charles Johnson takes his confidence from the field to the stage. Remember to stay confident. Hi kids, and welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm Lauren Young. This week we've got another great show for you. So let's start off by getting to know two Vikings players, place kicker Blair Walsh and punter Jeff Locke.
Spot down, Walsh's kick is up, and it is good! Goodbye, Chicago!
Blair and Jeff, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on Huddle.
Of course.
So you guys kind of come as a little bit of a duo. How important is your connection on the field and off the field when it comes to playing in this duo?
It's important. I mean, we have to have chemistry on the field. It helps that we get along off of it. We have very similar work ethics, which is really nice. You get somebody in here that's constantly pushing you to work harder and to do even more than you normally would. And so we kind of feed off each other in that regard.
Yeah, I agree. I think some of our teammates in the locker room kind of like see almost like an unwritten language that we have on the field. I mean, we can not really even talk and just kind of know based on our mannerisms and how we're setting up, like, how that situation in the game's going to go. So it's kind of cool.
So, Jeff, you've been a Viking your whole career, you as well, Blair. Tell me a little bit about what the Viking organization means to you, Jeff.
I mean, it's everything. It's all I know in the NFL, and I have buddies on other teams that I talk to all the time, and, like, just comparing how we do things with other teams, it's, like, it's one of the top there is. So I've had a great experience here for now. Going into my fourth year, which is kind of crazy.
And Blair, what does wearing the purple and gold mean to you?
This is the club that gave me a chance. It's the club that drafted you and sort of gave you that opportunity to fulfill your childhood dream. And, I'll be forever grateful to the Will family and the organization. And like Jeff said, it's a fantastic, fantastic place to play professional football.
This is the Blitz. Rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to your head.
Gosh.
What's your favorite food?
Steak.
Chicken.
Favorite TV show?
Walking Dead.
Entourage.
Toughest team you've ever faced?
Packers.
Packers.
What's 90 plus 50?
140.
139.
What's your favorite movie?
Mr. Baseball.
Star Wars New Hope.
What was your favorite sports team growing up?
Chelsea.
Miami Heat.
The toughest player you've ever faced?
Devin Hester.
Oh, be original.
What's your favorite vacation spot?
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
What's your nickname?
Hefe.
Don't have one.
What's your middle name?
Richard.
Ryan.
What's my name?
Lauren.
Good. You can tell those guys spend plenty of time together. Now it's time to get back into the community for our this week's community moment. Let's see how the team gets back.
Ready.
When we started this program called The Greater Game, it was really to help turn these kids into, you know, great people. They already have such great parents and everything in the community, but as to take that next step, we always believe in having another adult in their life that they can go to and trust is really important. We were saying we haven't had any Vikings here. It's 2009 we opened up, and we get Jeff Locke to come in here today. He's having an all-pro year, and we're just really excited to hear his message and just to get the chance to meet a Minnesota Viking.
Well, a lot of it is just trying to teach kids the values that go along with football. Football's a lot of fun, especially in high school, hanging with your buddies and just getting to hang out all day. And so many things you learn later in life that football gave you that you don't really appreciate in the moment. So we're trying to teach them that now.
Down! Ready to go!
On a day like today when this wind's kind of picking up every once in a while,
yeah,
you're going to want to err on the side of that thing being more flat. Right? There's going to be stuff that happens in your life, guys. It just makes you want to give up. Makes you want to just shut down. I'm sure a lot of you guys saw how my season ended last year for Blair and I. Could have blamed other people. Could have blamed the weather and how nasty it was that day. You got to push through. And that's what I think of as perseverance.
In football, you're going to get knocked on your butt and you're going to get humbled. And how do you respond to that? How do you get, you're going to scrape yourself back up and respond to adversity?
Cover it. Good.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He went to the University of Iowa. He was born in Mount Vernon, South Dakota. He's a Vikings linebacker. And he wears number 52. Stay tuned for the answer coming up.